Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple has set its next Apple Watch activity challenge for January of 2020. The Ring in the New Year challenge is making a return for 2020 after missing 2019, with the goal of encouraging users to kick off 2020 on the right foot. Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the watch for discovering and using different workout tracking features. For this challenge, Apple Watch users can unlock a special award in the activity app, as well as unique stickers in iMessage and FaceTime. The challenge is to close all three activity rings for 7 days in a row. That means standing and moving around for at least 1 minute of 12 different hours, meeting the 30 minutes of exercise goal, and burning your personal goal of active calories throughout the day for 7 days in a row. This Apple Watch activity challenge is set to go live on January 7th and run through January 31st. This means you have 3 separate weeks to try and fill all 3 rings 7 days in a row. Notice how Apple is staggering the challenge so it starts in the second week of January. Presumably, Apple's logic here is to encourage people to stay with their New Year's resolutions after the first of the year. You should receive a notification on your Apple Watch about this challenge sometime before January 7th, and we'll be sure to remind you as well. In other news, a week after releasing iOS 13.3 to the public, Apple has restarted the beta testing process. The first developer betas of macOS Catalina 10.15.3, watchOS 6.1.2, and iPadOS, iOS, and tvOS 13.3.1 are now available. Whereas iOS 13.3 introduced new features and customization options, iOS 13.3.1 focuses on bug fixes and performance improvements. It's likely that one of the most notable bugs fixed in iOS 13.3.1 relates to screen time. Apple confirmed last week that it is working on a fix for an iOS bug that lets kids easily bypass screen time communication limits. By design, communication limits in screen time are meant to let parents control who their kids can talk to and when they can talk to them. In its most basic form, communication limits block children from communicating with people who aren't in their contacts without parental approval. A bug in iOS 13.3, however, means that that feature doesn't work as it should. If contacts are not stored in iCloud, the communications limit feature lets children communicate with anyone. This is because if a child receives a text from an unknown number, the Messages app will give the child the option to add that phone number to their contacts. What is meant to happen is that when a child tries to add a new contact, they should be presented with a passcode prompt for the parent. It's that key step that's missing for some reason in iOS 13.3 and should be fixed in iOS 13.3.1. Given that iOS 13.3.1 and the other releases focus on bug fixes and performance improvements, we expect a public release sooner rather than later, but we don't know if that will happen before the end of 2019. We are sponsored this week by Defense. For a limited time, 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can get 20% off Defense's premium cases for iPhone 11 and other models with code 20925. You can also take advantage of the sale with discounts on Defense's lightweight Duo Qi wireless charging hub. The Defense Vertical Duo Charger has 2 Qi charging pads so you can wirelessly charge your phone and AirPods simultaneously. The Vertical Duo allows for fast charging while on portrait or landscape angles, meaning users can still watch movies, YouTube, or use FaceTime while powering up their device. Be sure to visit defensebrand.com at the link in the show notes below, and use code 20925 at checkout for 20% off your order. My thanks to Defense for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In a surprising press release this morning, Apple has announced that it is partnering with Amazon, Google, and the Zigbee Alliance to create the Project Connected Home Working Group. So what does this mean? Essentially, the goal is to simplify the smart home industry, which, as we all know, currently consists of different platforms and different accessories with different voice control options, none of which play nicely together. Apple says that the group plans to develop and promote the adoption of a new royalty-free connectivity standard for smart home accessories. The goal of this is to simplify accessory development for manufacturers and increase compatibility for consumers. The open standard will still focus on security, as well as reliability and ease of use, according to Apple. Apple explains that the key focus of this project is to make it easier for smart home companies to build devices that are compatible with smart home and voice services such as Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, and others. The working group will build upon Internet Protocol, allowing different smart home devices, mobile apps, and cloud services to communicate with each other. The alliance aims to release a draft specification by late 2020, so we're still a couple of years away from seeing any accessories that use this new platform. Of course, in the meantime, Apple encourages accessory makers to keep innovating using existing platforms. There are still several unknowns about this project. Apple says that the new protocol will complement existing technologies like HomeKit. The goal is seemingly to break down the walls of the different smart home ecosystems, but specifics about how that will work with things like HomeKit are unclear. Presumably, companies will still offer platform-specific features for smart home accessories, such as HomeKit Secure Video. The difference, apparently, will be that more accessories will be open and work with different platforms, giving consumers more choice. Nevertheless, it's intriguing to see Apple teaming up with Amazon, Google, and Zigbee to create an open standard for smart home accessories. Currently, it's no secret that there are far more accessories that are compatible with Alexa than HomeKit. So if this new standard reduces that gap, it should be a big win for people who want to use the Home app and Siri for voice control. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.